Good morning. This is JB West on the D-Day beaches of Normandy in France, also known as Jeff J. Brown. And I've got my good friend and comrade, James Bradley, in Ho Chi Minh City, also known as JB East. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, I'm way far in the east here in Saigon. And I thought today I could talk a little about the world as I see it, and you could talk a little about the world as you see it. How's that?
Wonderful. Take it away.
Okay. The first thing, I saw a Wall Street Journal article on July 9, and it was called COVID Censorship Proved to be Deadly. And the article is about how this court case found that the Biden administration was censoring through social media. And there's a couple lines I'd like to read because they are very unusual. And I think that they are a breakthrough in terms of the COVID coverage. Followers of us know that Jeff and I called it out as a bioweapon a long time ago, and that governments were trying to kill their own people by encouraging these. So here's a Wall Street Journal quote. Excess mortality in most high-income nations was worse in 2021 and 2022 than in 2020, the initial pandemic year. Young and middle-aged healthy people in rich nations began dying in unprecedented numbers in 2021 and 2022. Health authorities have not focused enough on this cataclysm. So my point here is that for listeners, you know, this is nothing new that the bioweapon started to kill healthy people. But this is in the Wall Street Journal, you know, one of the top three of the mainstream media. And I just pointed out as a potentially positive thing that the truth is breaking through. I mean, Ed Dowd already, you know, 18 months ago in his book, Cause Unknown, already, you know, laid out the stats. But here, I think for the first time, we see in a top, I know, folks, there's been a lot of articles about, you know, this study says this and this has doubts on that. What I'm saying is the Wall Street Journal is saying people are dying in unprecedented numbers. And something's going on. So I think that's the first time, you know, the New York Times, Washington Post, CBS, ABC, they have not said this, that healthy people in rich countries are dying in unprecedented numbers after the shots. The Wall Street Journal has said it, and I hope that we're going to hear more about that. So I wanted to report that kind of breakthrough. But then that's the positive, but I think that it's all overlaid. There's a problem out here. Reality has become politicized. In the last podcast, I presented the factual story that a Dr. Luft from Israel had reported on how the Bidens were taking money, wired bribes from China. And he was aware of this. You know, listen to the podcast. All the details. So all I did is report facts. And one of our listeners named Gordon said, hey, keep your focus on the, you know, on the main game. I mean, look at the Trumps, you know, they did a real estate deal, you know, 10 years ago that's suspicious. And you know, I'd like to say to Gordon, no, my main game is not political. I'm not politicized. But I've realized that if you say, like with the Wall Street Journal, if I say people are dying in unprecedented numbers, I guess what? I'm a Republican? The Democrats can't say that? If I say Biden's taking bribes, I'm for Trump? No. I'm not a little politicized baby. I'm a historian. When I wrote about President Polk, you know, I wasn't a Whig or a Republican or a Democrat. Because I wrote about President Polk. You know, when I wrote that what Eisenhower did in the 50s about Vietnam, it wasn't for you to read, oh, Bradley's talking about Eisenhower, then he must be against the Democrats. No. I'm just looking at reality. But reality has been politicized in the United States. I'll give you a couple examples. Two IRS agents just testified in Congress. You can see it on YouTube. Look it up. IRS agents. They testified in detail about how the Bidens were receiving bribes from China, Romania, and Ukraine. These are facts. These are SWIFT transfers. These are bank deposits. You know, these are tax forms. It's black and white facts. So I just mentioned that to a friend, and he said, yeah, the Republicans are crazy. Well, he didn't watch the hearing. The two IRS agents are Democrats. One of them had to say, I want to say right now, I'm not political. I'm a Democrat. I've always voted Democrat. I'm gay. I'm married to a man. And I'm an IRS agent who has these truths to tell about the Bidens. I mean, this is getting crazy, America, that an IRS agent has to talk about his sexual orientation before people will believe the truths of a tax form. I'm just saying that, you know, reality has become politicized, and we've got to break through and just look at the facts. You know, if I talk, I realize, see, I was living in New Zealand when the masks came out for COVID in 2020. Well, before that, I had had a medical problem 2 years earlier where French doctors told me about masks and how masks, you know, do not prevent the transfer of a virus. The holes are too big and the virus is too small. You ever see fish with a net? You know, some fish can swim through the net. They're so small. And that's how it was with the COVID virus. So I remember saying to friends, you know, masks don't work with the virus. And I was right wing. I was a Republican. I was in New Zealand. You know, French doctors told me this. There aren't any Republicans in New Zealand. You know what I mean? The French doctors are not Democrat or New Zealand. Or, they're not Democrat or Republican. But because I said on a Zoom call to Americans that masks, you know, are proven not to work, I was right wing. I was a Republican. So we got to stop all this junk. You know, Biden's taking bribes. And what does that have to do with Trump? Are we so politicized that if you look at a fact about the current president, that means you're for Trump? That's ridiculous. And that's childish. You know, is the fact that a bioweapon was deployed, is that Democrat or Republican? I don't care. Grow up, folks. A bioweapon was deployed. Another big hearing this week that was heavily politicized to a censorship committee. So this is a committee investigating censorship, and they wanted RFK to talk about how he was censored. And watch this on YouTube. It's unbelievable. Democratic women pre-censored Kennedy. They were screaming at the guy trying to get him not to testify. Now, folks, I said Democratic women. So am I a Republican male? Grow up. Look at the thing. If it was Republican orangutans, I would say Republican orangutans. I'm sorry. There were Democratic women yelling at RFK. You can see it. They were not male and they were not Republican. I'm just reporting the truth. And by that, I'm not pro-Trump or pro-RFK or anti-RFK. You know, all this baby politicized stuff. My point is, RFK wanted to testify about censorship, and there were human beings on the committee that tried to censor him. And when he finally got to talk, it was a joke. He threw away his prepared testimony, and he just said, hey, committee, this is a committee about censorship, and on a censorship committee, you tried to censor my speech. Folks, this is how crazy it is. We got to get out of this political thing and just look at the facts. And what are the facts? You know, If you want to have a global view, I suggest that you go on the internet and go to Rumble and search the name Michael Yon, last name Y-O-N, Michael Yon. Who is Michael Yon? Michael Yon is America's most experienced war correspondent, and he travels the world looking at what is happening. And if you listen to Michael Yon, as he told me last week, we have got to cut all this crap, all this politicized, you know, if you say blue, you're this, and if you say up, you know, that, and, you know, Biden and Trump, and oh my God, we're not looking at what's going on. So what is going on? What's the number one thing happening? The number one thing happening in the world, in case nobody is noticing, is a global war. Step back and look at the globe. There is a war going on, a unified global war, and it's war by other means. We're looking for, it's not a World War II invasion. It's not going to be about troops hitting the beach. It's not what's going on in Ukraine. It's war by other means. It's called democide. Democide is when the governments turn on their own people. And folks, I'm sorry, it's just a fact. I don't know if this is Democratic or Republican, and I don't care. But the governments have decided to do war by other means, and they have turned on our own populations. I'm sorry, your government's not your daddy that you can trust. First, they deployed the bioweapon. That was encouraged by governments on their own citizens, and their own citizens are dying because of it. You love Germany, you love New Zealand, you're a patriotic American, it doesn't matter. You gotta get out of this idea that there's these nation states and that daddy cares about you. Somehow up top, they are united in democide, in killing their own chaos. Michael Yon says, we gotta cut the crap talking about illegal immigration. It is not illegal immigration. It is pre-positioning for chaos. The globalists must break down borders. You can't have an independent Germany that thinks of their independent German rights and an independent America, and we here in Oklahoma feel that we believe that. No. You got to break that all down with chaos, and you got to flood the field. So just step back and look at the globe. North, from Africa to Europe and from South America up to the United States. Many of these people to get up north need $20,000 to $30,000 per individual. Where are they getting that money? Go on the internet and look at Michael Yon and Ben Burquam and some of these people. You can see that they're, you know, in the middle of nowhere down in South America, the immigrants are staying in American-built habitats, getting on American paid-for luxury bus. Humans are being pre-positioned for chaos in the North. You know, I am James Bradley. I'm a patriotic American. My father fought in the military for this country. But, you know, I have a right to ask, why is the U.S. military being sent to Eastern Europe and Taiwan right now? Why is that happening? We started the Vietnam War not with 500,000 troops, but just a few hundred here and a couple thousand there. We just sent 3,000 troops to Ukraine. We just sent troops to Taiwan. Why is that going on? I can be a patriotic American and still question that. You know, I'm James Bradley. I want peace with China, and I admire China, but I get to ask, why are Chinese military-aged males by tens of thousands marching up the southern border into America? Where are they going, and what are they doing? Why is all this fentanyl coming in from China into America? What's the purpose of that, and why are we allowing it? You know, it isn't just one nation situation. What is going on? Joe Biden's taking money from how many countries for what purposes? We've got to break down this political, emotional stuff, these nation state border thinking, and look at the whole thing as a united population. We are getting attacked. There's democide going on. The chaos that we see in France, that's coming to America, and it's coming to a country near you. So that's basically my bottom line of what's going on, that we have to be able to discuss. Why is America fighting in Ukraine against Russia? Why are we sending troops to Taiwan? What's going on in the southern border? You know, I asked Michael Yan, how come tens of thousands of military age males are marching up through the southern border? Why? He said, you know, if you stopped them, they wouldn't know why. He said, this is classic infiltration. People are being pre-placed to later be violent. He said, look at France. He said, James, the question of what's the spark going to be? He said, that's the amateur's question, what the spark is. That kid got shot in France, so there were riots. No. He said, that's amateurs looking at it. He said, the professionals look at the conditions. He said, the conditions are being laid for violent chaos. It doesn't matter what the spark is. Focus on the conditions. Folks, the conditions are being set for a depopulation and for mass chaos. That's the state of the world right now. And I ask us all to open our eyes, get out of our political right and leftness, and take a look at what's going on.
Hey, James, can I ask you a few questions? Because you really stimulated my
I'm here. Go.
Well, what I'd like to ask is, you know, this censorship thing, and you and I know, you and I have been banned off of a YouTube. You know, we've been banned, so it's affecting millions and millions of people. You and your book, The China Mirage, did a humongous amount of research about how the MSM, the mainstream media, what I call the big lie propaganda machine, got hijacked by the China lobby and gave Americans and even Franklin Delano Roosevelt a very erroneous picture about China, which had a massive impact on American history and world history later on in World War II. How do you compare the MSM back then in the 1930s and the 1940s to the what I call the big lie propaganda machine today, the mainstream media today? Can you compare and contrast the two eras?
I'm not sure, Jeff. I've thought about it, and you know what I thought. I asked you once about when you saw the big lie propaganda machine. And you said it was later in life, that you had already lived in China once before you realized all this propaganda in the Western press, right?
Mm-hmm. True.
So I think that's more to the point. I think it's, you know, who is waking up? The propaganda machine has always been there, and it's not some evil. It's just, you know, I play for the Wisconsin team, and I'm a cheerleader for the Wisconsin team, and I'm playing you in Oklahoma, and you cheer pom pom for Oklahoma, and I cheer for Wisconsin, and you know there's a natural thing. I tend to believe pro Wisconsin stories. I'm talking about you and I as high school cheerleaders, you know, just to make the point. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And this is not some big evil thought process that you thought of how to fool yourself and how to fool other people. You're just more inclined to cheerlead for Oklahoma because you were born there. So I don't know if it does seem, though, that the press is, look at, I watched an Australian program yesterday that said they put a stopwatch to the coverage of the Biden bribery. Now, this is testimony in Congress, folks. Again, it's not political. It's testimony in Congress. It's IRS agents, it's forms, it's SWIFT transfers, it's bank accounts. You know, it's black and white. It's not ideology. And this Australian channel said that, this is according to them, there were 500 minutes devoted on the mainstream TV American channels to Trump being indicted. 500 minutes. There were 0 minutes on the Biden bribery. So I think it's gotten extreme, but it's so ridiculous that I hope people are just sloughing it off. I mean, you know, even if I was Biden's best friend, I don't want to live in a country that's 500 to zero in terms of coverage. I mean, that's dangerous, you know? And I have friends who, you know, I would say you're reading the Washington Post, you're reading a bunch of propaganda. Well, they can read between the lines and they like the ideology of the Washington Post and, you know, it's not that dangerous. And then what happened? They read the Washington Post telling them that an injection was safe and effective and they've ruined their lives. So I think people, you know, if it's not censored, don't read it. The Washington Post, the New York Times, Atlantic Magazine, CBS, NBC, they have not been censored. That means that they are just pulling the water for the government. And this is not James Bradley only talking. Jeffrey Sachs, professor at Columbia and Harvard. This is a real mainstream guy who wrote editorials in the Washington Post and the New York Times. He just said on a recent podcast, he said, there's nothing you can read anymore in the Times or the Post that is not direct government propaganda. He said, there's no reason to read them. So that's Jeffrey Sachs. Folks, if you're reading an American newspaper that's not censored, you're just reading government propaganda. Toss it, cut your subscription, go to the internet, go to Rumble, start looking at some truth tellers like Jeff Brown and Redacted, Clayton Morris, look at Michael Yon in terms of the democide that's happening worldwide. So that's a lot of talk, Jeff, but that's as much as I can answer your question.
How much do you and I, of course, know both very well about Operation Mockingbird that was started, you know, after World War II by the CIA, and the goal was to manipulate and control the mainstream media. In the Church Committee in the 1970s, they promised not to to do it anymore. And of course, Douglas Valentine in his wonderful book, The CIA as Organized Crime, talked about how they would promise people like Senator Church that they would not do this or that anymore, and they would just simply move the furniture from one office to the next and change the name and keep going. Now, do you think Operation Mockingbird is still in effect? And is this playing a role?
You know, I heard a comedian say once, I was drinking a lot, but I can stop drinking anytime I want. For example, I stopped just last night, you know? So yeah, they stopped Mockingbird last night. But then they had another drink. You know what I mean? But again, I'm not trying to posit some evil here. Just think, you work for the CIA and your job is to control governments and overthrow them. What are you going to do? Let the Washington Post be a truth teller? No. You're going to take a company like Amazon that never made any profit, give them a $600 million CIA contract, and say, hey, Jeff Bezos, why don't you buy the Washington Post from your own money? It's a wink, wink. It's a private transaction. And then, by the way, instead of $600 million worth of CIA contracts, we'll give you, a billion or whatever the numbers are. Huge. Look it up. So it's not some evil. It's just natural that the United States government would want to control its major organs. You can't you can't run a government. If the New York Times and the Washington Post was like totally telling the truth about Biden right now, he wouldn't last another day. You've got to control the organs of the media, and every government does it.
Yeah, that's well said. Well, that brings up a good point then. Why, after, you know, you and I think probably saved a few lives in 2021, 2022, reporting on the U.S. military bioweapon, the COVID virus, and then and then in concentrated form in the mRNA vaccines put out by Western Big Pharma. But why would Wall Street Journal come out with such an amazing confession that if you multiply it out to the entire world population, we're talking about at least many, many millions of deaths and billions of handicapped people, injured people for life. Why now?
I don't know. And again, it was pretty soft. It was kind of like saying Hitler caused some discomfort. You know, they didn't really, you know, toss in the blood and guts. But I don't know why this snuck through. But then again, as I say, I was positive that snuck through. And then I watched two hearings that are unreported in the press.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know what's going on. But what I do know is going on is people are heavily politicized. And there's this Trump Biden thing. If Biden falls down, you can't watch it, because if you watch it, then Trump is going to come. You know what? I mean, you know, and again, I'm not in America, so I'm not in the midst of all this political craziness. But I'm just saying, as America is arguing and looking at everything in a political way, we're not backing up and looking what's happening. What's happening is the violence in France is going, we're going to see that in the Netherlands, in the UK, in America. You know, like Michael Yan says, he says, you know, if you get a tank of fish, you can't put every single different type of fish in that tank at the same time. There's some fish that just don't get along. And we're mixing up cultures. We're not assimilating. We're just shoving people in. Okay, here's a fact, unreported. Go north of Houston. There's a huge plot of land that Michael found being hacked out of the forest. They're building homes for 200,000 people. 200,000 illegal migrants are going to be put in these homes. And it's not reported in the Houston press, in the Texas press. Nobody knows about it. It's the federal government doing it. He went there physically and talked to the people clearing the land. And he's going to rent a helicopter and do a shoot on it. But I mean, can you imagine a city of 200,000 is being secretly built with no reporting? Who are these people? They're not American citizens. But they're connected to the U.S. government. So these tens of thousands of able-bodied males coming up, they have a cell phone that's connected to the government, right? How do they eat? How do they sleep? They're sleeping in hotels paid for by the government. They're communicating on that phone. Well, they're not American. What if the people on the phone tell them to go down to that armory and get some guns and start shooting, you know, the people over? I mean, they're not, you know what I mean? The Somalis who pick up guns will be shooting Americans. They won't be shooting their own people. This is very dangerous. Michael Yan has been trained in infiltration, and he said these are classic infiltration tactics. They're pre-positioning the able-bodied males for later action. I didn't say it. Michael said it. You look at the videos, judge yourself, folks. I'm just trying to raise a flag and say, open your eyes.
I'll be sure and put Michael Yan's Rumble channel in our article. I'll also put the links to the YouTube committee, the censorship committee against RFK, and also the YouTube links for with the IRS, the gay married IRS IRS agents reporting on Biden's taking money from foreigners, which we have to understand that's high treason. You know, people get shot or hung for doing stuff like that against their country. So I'll put all that on there. I'll also put Clayton Morris's hyperlink there. And so what else you got, sir?
I just got questions for you. This is the East saying, that's what I know. How about JB West? What's going on?
Well, let me report on what happened with the riots. The numbers, the statistics are pretty astounding. They lasted for almost 3 weeks. 4,000 people were arrested. 1,000 have already been jailed. France is a Gestapo country. I mean, they treat their protesters just like the Israelis treat the Palestinians, although they don't shoot them dead like they do in Palestine. They're just as violent and just as merciless as the Israelis are against the Palestinians. 2,500 buildings were attacked, including 105 city halls, 168 schools, 273 police stations. 12,000 cars and buses were torched, and the total bill is going to come to close to 1 billion euros. I don't watch mainstream media here in France, so I asked several friends before we got on the show, hey, what's going on? Are the riots continuing? And they all told me no. The last big hurrah was on July 14th, which is Bastille Day, France's national day. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, God, this, you know, a couple of years ago, there were 2 or 3 years ago, there were a couple of immigrants that were shot here in France. And the same thing happened, although it only lasted about a week. There was a riots for about 1 week, and it was like a bloodletting. It just stopped after that. And then I started going back and thinking, well, yeah, Rodney King in the United States in Los Angeles, you know, when they declared him guilty, and the riots in Los Angeles and Compton. And then when Martin Luther King, you know, got murdered by his own government in 1968, Trenton, you know, New Jersey burned up, and Detroit burned up for, you know, a week or two, and it stopped. George Floyd, you know, the most recent case, you know, a race case. And as you're bringing up, and Michael Yon is bringing up, you know, this is all to create an ambiance and an ambiance of race chaos, you know, racial hatred between the Muslims and the blacks who are being allowed to flood into France by the millions against the traditional French population. So apparently they are over. The only movement that has had any sustained momentum in France is the Yellow Vests, and they went for 2 years until the COVID lockdown, basically the police state lockdown using COVID as an excuse, and they are the only movement that has broad based support, even among the well to do, even in the top, you know, 10 to 20% of the wealthiest people in France support the Yellow Vests, but they too have been bludgeoned by extreme Gestapo style violence by the French police. And you literally, if you put on a Yellow Vest, you risk your life. I'd like to point out that I personally have not experienced any of this. I live in a small village of 500 people on the literally 150 meters from the D-Day beaches of Normandy. In fact, I can see them outside my window. But France is a very unusual country in that it's still extremely, extremely rural, and people don't realize that Paris has 20% of the entire country's population. And there's only three other cities, in the entire country that have over 1 million people. Paris has about 12 million out of the 65 million in total. And so there's Marseille, Bordeaux, and Lyon have over 1 million people. And after that, the populations just drop down into the hundreds of thousands. And so there's this huge dichotomy in French society. You've got these four big cities, Paris, Marseille, Bordeaux, and Lyon, and then everything else is pretty, you know, just kind of middle class and rural. And the France is mostly agricultural. I mean, Europe would starve to death without France. It is truly the breadbasket of Rome, or the breadbasket of Europe. I mean, I'm surrounded by cows and wheat fields. So for those of us living out here in outside of Marseille, Bordeaux, and Lyon, and maybe a handful of the other bigger cities, in the hundreds of thousands instead of over 1 million, we have not been directly affected by these riots. They sure seem to be orchestrated. It was almost like somebody, you know, a conductor, you know, waved a wand and they went nuts for 3 weeks and then stopped, but it was splashed all over the headlines and it's embedded into the people's memories. Interestingly, 40% of those that were arrested already had police records. So we're looking at people who were already marginal in society. These were already people who had been arrested at least once by the police. These were not upper class people protesting. These were the down and outs, the immigrants. It was almost all immigrants. And again, there's this feeling that they're using these millions of immigrants that have flooded into, you know, and I gotta say it, blacks and Arabs, blacks from Africa and Arabs from Syria, Libya, Yemen, Iraq, you know, from all the wars since the 1990s, you know, they've just flooded into Europe and they've been let in and encouraged to come in, just like the southern border in the United States. And it is setting the stage, as Michael Young said, to create race chaos. And at some point, the French are very indulgent. They're very idealistic. We had the French Revolution here, you know, we have the rights of man, the universal rights of man was written here. So the French have a very strong sense of equality, et cetera. But I think they're just going to keep pushing this. And in the interim, as I reported in my report about how the destruction of the European people, until the next riots, and there's just lurid, revolting, violent crimes like MK Ultra, cyborgs who are just committing the most heinous crimes. It's daily in the media. It's just like an acid drip on the minds of the people. And what do you know? They're all immigrants, you know. And so this is again creating a huge divide between the traditional, you know, French population and the immigrant population. I know France is 10% Muslim, but I'm sure that the total population of immigrants must be, you know, maybe 15, somewhere between 15 and 20%. So it's as you said, they're setting the stage. We've got inflation. We have got, they just raised the electricity prices 10%. Even though France exports electricity, they're going to raise it because we have nuclear here. We have, you know, France gets 75% of its electricity from nuclear, thanks to Charles de Gaulle, who insisted on it. And but we're now paying 10% more. Gas is still 30 or 40% more expensive than it used to be for our cars. heating oil, food inflation is just going through the roof. Every time my wife goes shopping, you know, she comes back with less and less, and we're paying more and more. I just did a program. They just had they just did a survey, and something like 10 million out of the 65 million French people are literally in poverty. That's a huge percentage. We're talking about, what, 15% of the population is now in dire straits. So this can't last forever. It can't be kept up. The government does not represent the people. It represents Goldman Sachs, Wall Street, the City of London, and NATO. And it's bizarre for me, because I'm like in this bubble, you know, in this little village looking out over the English Channel. But the misery is in the bigger cities and in the bigger towns, and at some point it's going to explode, and we'll have to just wait and see. As James, as you pointed out, they're really working to destroy the Netherlands, Holland. They're working to destroy the animal agriculture there, one of the most efficient and productive animal agriculture countries in the world, with their dairy and pork production. They're destroying that and forcing the farmers to cull out and kill their animals. And that's just a warm up, because the big prize is France, as again I said, it's the breadbasket of Europe. And if they can destroy animal agriculture here, then it will go a long way towards the Malthusian depopulation that you're talking about. And of course, we just have to wait for the next bioweapon. The United States, the Russians have reported they have records found in U.S. military bioweapon laboratories in Ukraine, that they are working on a universal bioweapon, a universal virus that can attack animals and people. And they are obviously targeting also Han, you know, Chinese genes, and they're targeting Slavic genes for the Russian population. So we're just starting here, and I think you and I'll keep reporting on it and letting people know what really is going on out there. So thank you for letting me tell you what's going on in Europe.
Okay, so I think we have to think about the they that you're referring to. And we've given people enough to think about on this podcast. So this is JB East from Saigon signing off.
And JB West on the D-Day beaches of Normandy in France. Thank you. Bye-bye.